This episode of Matt and Pat, sponsored by KM Service.
Yeah, KM Service, as always.
As always, with lubrication. And now we have a new sponsor.
We do.
We have MJ's Cream and Treats, which I already...
It's ice cream.
You missed the
ice part for cream.
Oh, well, the profile...
There you go. Okay, oh, because, so, yeah, it's the penguin picture.
The penguin profile is hovering over the cover image, which is a Facebook
So it's
fail.
About, like, lubrication and cream.
Hey,
those are good treats for some people. So, yeah, so, you know, they have really good ice cream.
And we have...
where are they at? Louisiana?
I don't know. Let me see.
I want to say Louisiana.
I knew that I was creamy. See, I'm already, that's it. Happy New Year, everybody.
You're creamy.
let's see. They're
lubricated.
At 4455 Nelson Road, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Phone number is 337-474-1222.
And if you mention us, the
Matt and Pat show,
you get... I don't know what, but probably something.
Something.
Get like a cherry on top.
You get a cherry on top. And
you
if
get
you
extra whipped cream.
And if you mention lubrication at KM Service, you get a free cookie.
From his cookie jar that's 5 years old.
So anyone that's listening, our show is now on our website.
It is.
MattandPatShow.com.
We have a live webpage.
We have our actual webpage set
it's
up.
Tech.
And anyone can listen to the podcast through the website now.
Yes.
And I think that's actually it's better because, A, we have... There's a lot more people out there with a web browser than there are with iTunes.
That's true.
And then second, we can actually see how many listeners we have now.
Which is, where are we at? 19?
Well, I think we actually
a mighty 19?
I think we broke 20. Let me
all right, we're
going to
check.
Quick.
We're going to live check it.
Live check right now.
Right now.
So as
that is cool. Look at that under the little dashboard there.
Yeah, so for January totals, we're at 20.
Hey!
17 unique listeners and 5 unique repeats.
That's very cool.
And then we can go into detail more and see which episodes they're listening to or
which
whatever.
Ones they like.
Yeah. But,
or which ones they don't like.
And, of course, I have to sign in because I haven't signed in. But
they don't
we'll
like
do
any
that later.
Of them. Oh, what's that?
Well, that's the service we're using
to see
actually how many people we have listening.
That's cool.
Which is cool because we now know we have more than just Dave listening.
And Frank.
Frank admitted last episode during the third Christmas extravaganza that he actually doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, that's what he said.
What
and you
the were, hell?
Well, I don't know. But, oh, so anyway, so let's dive into Frank here. So, obviously, episode 7.
Oh, I'm disappointed now.
Episode 7, we came across the mysterious person called Linda, which may be the person that Frank had something with. I don't know.
I think so.
Do you have any information?
All I know... Wait, I'm going to cough. Wait. If I turn off my mic,
no, here I'll just mute you here.
Okay, wait.
You're still gonna get picked up in here, but
that's all right.
You know.
Okay, that's good because I'm trying to get over this flu.
Yeah, that's
going around.
That's right.
You
were down
horrible,
a few days.
Oh, I was down in like a week.
Here's an important safety tip for all the people that are listening: do not eat 12 Jack in the Box tacos in one night.
You know what? I want to try that. I want to try that. See if I get the
no, dude. I have
stomach.
I had
donkey
the serious.
Punched.
I had the mole sauce syndrome. I woke up yesterday morning at like 4 a.m. and there's certain about me. There's
was
certain,
it like they have like the processed cheese on it and like what,
honestly,
like,
I don't know. I just eat the damn thing.
Was it like?
But I was craving
it. Did you have the salsa on it? Was
no,
it like
no? It was just right out of the
really?
Right out of the little thing. And but I ate 12 of them, and that's what I think.
Del Taco?
No, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
I mean, they're good if you eat like 2.
Yeah.
That's why they
But
say,
you had 12?
I ate 12. I was craving them. I binged
Holy
them.
Holy smokes.
So I woke up at like 4 in the morning, and I instantly knew I was going to barf. Because I have a certain, there's a certain way I feel.
You just know it's
and
coming.
And I just know it's happening. And then I start to get really, I don't get tired, but I yawn, like this crazy yawn, and it messes me up.
Your body's like.
So I knew. I was like, all right, I'm going to barf. So I go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And all I had was like the dry heaves.
Well, what time did you eat? What time do you eat them?
It was like 7 the night before.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't even late.
No. No, but anyway, so...
Wow.
But nothing came out, and then eventually stuff did come out, but it was the other end.
It was the number 2.
And once I had 3 hours of that, and then once I was done...
Oh, that was 3 hours. You sat there for like 3 hours?
No, it was on and off.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, no.
Okay, now here's a question. All right, now since you're...
But before that happened, I was like mole sauce.
Yeah, mole sauce. Like just cramps.
Paternal cramped up. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a marital question, right? Here we go back to marital questions. But when you're sick,
and
I'm, right?
I got the candles lit,
and you have the cucumber candle. There it is. It's right there. and her candle is.
It's moved. She cleaned the desk. It's moved. I don't know where.
Oh, wow, it's hidden.
Yeah, but still not.
Okay. Does she ever like tend you or look after you, or does she like?
Whenever there's situations like that, yeah. I actually prefer people leave me alone.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to be messed with.
Okay.
Like I was in the bathroom, and because I get in a very cranky mood because I'm like, this sucks, right?
You're right. Okay.
So I'm in like, leave me alone. And then things like her phone starts going off because it's like 5 a.m, alarm, and I'm like, oh, crap, she's going to wake up and want to like take a shower now. So she's like,
but you were in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom. And I just, you know, she was talking to me. I just left the door shut and I didn't say anything.
Really?
I'm like, okay, if I don't respond.
See, I was just curious about that.
But then she's the opposite.
Oh, really? Like, she's like, come help me.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yes.
Pick me up off the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
And you.
yep.
And you do.
So anyways, okay. going back to Frank here. Okay, so we don't know much about Linda. Whatever.
Well, I spoke to one particular source.
Okay.
I'm not going to divulge any names.
Matt and Pat source.
Because, in case Frank gets all, bent out of shape. Well, he already is.
And by the way, no one cares about this.
No, I don't care.
This is just a funny story.
Yeah, it's just, it's not even funny. It's just, it's curiosity.
It's curiosity, and that's all it is.
Because we were like, did you kiss a girl? Or I guess I asked the question, right?
Yeah, you asked the question.
I asked it. I was curious, right?
You asked the question.
And Frank said yes, right? Which was surprised.
It was a shock to all of us.
I was like, holy smokes, that I should have had another drink.
Frank has been a very celibate person.
He's not even religious.
Right, he's not
so
religious.
So what's the point
celibate.
Of that? I don't even know. Anyway, so I spoke to one particular source,
okay.
Which we should give a nickname to this source. We'll call it Carpet Patch.
Well, that just came away.
No, because Frank doesn't know that.
He doesn't. He does. I think he does.
Does he? Well, we'll see if he does.
Well, you just gave away the source.
We'll just say Carpet Patch.
All right. So anyways, Carpet Patch.
So I asked Carpet Patch if he knew anything about this girl named Linda,
right,
that Frank supposedly kissed. And Carpet Patch was like, Linda. He's like, well, there was a girl when Frank worked at Mattel that he really liked.
Okay.
And so Carpet Patch thinks that girl is, in fact, Linda.
Oh, I see.
So I guess he went out on a date with her, and I guess he smooched her.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, this is before I knew Frank.
So 20 years ago?
So this is...
25 years ago?
Well, this is probably, what, 90... Before 94?
Okay.
Maybe?
I think, right? I think that your source is actually correct on that one, because I remember, just vaguely, and maybe I'll have to go back and listen to it now, but I remember either during episode 7 or before or after we ended the podcast, I remember the word, like, I think you asked him, like, was this during, like, when you worked at Mattel?
Did he say anything? No, he just stared.
No, he just gave you the evil stare.
Gave me the evil, like, I hate you for life stare.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting, though, is, okay, and I thought back to, because I've been thinking about this, right, while I was sick, laying in bed, right, because what else are you going to do, right, just lay there and look at the ceiling going,
You're thinking about Frank and Linda, right? That's great,
So
Pat.
I was thinking, well, it's entertaining, right, because it's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
It's like trying to figure this out. And so, I was thinking, and I'm like, I seem to remember this story that Frank was really proud to tell about how when he was at work, and I believe it was when he was working at Mattel, he took a picture of this girl that he really liked, which is probably Linda.
Probably Linda.
Right?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to her. Right?
So,
So, like, it was this picture of, I guess, of her at work at her desk or, I don't know, copy machine, wherever it was. Who knows, right? And, like, I remember him telling the story years ago about how he was so, like...
enamored with her?
It was just so, like, James Bond, so super secret. Like, he got away with taking this girl's picture and she didn't even notice, right? Like,
Frank's got a voyeur picture of Linda.
And, some old, probably, Kodak, 1980,
Polaroid or something, or 80
whatever camera, right? Selling eBay for $100.
See, now we should call him and say, hey, Frank, do you still have that picture of Linda?
Well, but that's just... Okay, if it is... I bet it is. Because, I mean...
Well, this is all starting to make sense.
So I'm thinking, like, he probably has this picture, this girl that he totally, went out and I guess he kissed.
Right.
And
I bet he took the picture before.
Probably.
And then he got all hot and bothered by her.
Yes.
You know.
And then he
asked her out or whatever.
Which is awesome. Good for him.
Well, I agree.
Good for you, Frank.
Just well, it'd be good if he did it more than once every 25 years.
Would, right? And Carpet Patch said, though, and this is why I think he was giving me such the I hate you stare, is because he messed up. Like, Carpet Patch said, somehow Frank did something and messed it up.
Probably tried to kiss her.
Or maybe like deep kiss her, like little Frenchy action.
Well, at least coming to Frank's rescue, she didn't say he was the worst lay ever.
Well, but he would have to lay her to begin with.
Well,
right?
yes, I agree.
You know.
Okay, so then that's probably why he's like doesn't want to talk about it
because it hurts, right?
Because it hurts.
He's like, dang.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that would make sense. But at the same time, he did bring it up.
He did.
He did bring it up.
He didn't have to.
And he's been calling me for like the last like week and a half.
Yeah, I told him.
He called you, right?
I said, don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
cares?
Trying to get.
Listen, you kissed a chick. That's awesome. There you go.
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
You win. Of Frank,
course,
you win.
Of course, what's really funny about that is that he kept emailing me saying that, you know, he had, like, hey, I called your number and it doesn't work.
Oh, this is the other thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. And so I'm like, well, first
this
of all,
so
he's calling a business number of mine from like 4 years ago that hasn't been like literally hasn't been in service for like 4 years. So I was thinking about going, wait a minute, he's called me before and he's called me on my cell phone as recently as like a couple months ago. And the backstory to this is that he was having some problems with a billing service or something, or they were going to cancel his, or they were going to raise his rates on his, I think, his internet, his DSL
right.
service or something
right.
like that.
Because he was mooching off of the Wi-Fi from
using,
his neighbor.
He was using the neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Right?
Then he got his own DSL.
Because he had to.
He had to get his own DSL. And then I think the promotional rates expired and they were going to charge the regular rate. And he was trying to figure out, he's like, I'm going to lose my internet service. And I said, no. I said, call him up and say, hey, you know what? I can't afford, you know, the increase anymore. I'm going to have to cancel the service. And I told him, I said, these providers will always make you a deal. Because they want to keep
because they want the money.
They want to keep your business. They want to keep your money. So apparently he did it, and he called me, and he left me this voicemail.
All right, we're gonna listen to it.
I'm gonna play it for
here
you
we
right
go.
Now. And this was like literally 2 months ago. Let's see here.
Mac Riggins, you are a freaking psycho genius. Thanks for the advice you gave me last night. I used it to negotiate with AT&T, and it worked. I want to thank you for that. Oh, this is Frank, by the way. And everything worked out great. You know what you're talking about. Give me a call when you get a chance.
No, wait a minute. Right there.
You do know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. He's really happy. And
he
now,
is, because you saved him some money.
And now he's like, I don't have your phone number.
You know what? He probably has, like, some old school pen and paper, like...
Well, you can have a pen and paper Rolodex.
Phone book.
Or whatever, but...
From 1980,
but he
next
did,
to his 1980
he did, he
Kodak
does have
camera.
My, he does have my right number. Let me finish it real quick.
Linda's frame picture there.
And we can discuss further. I can tell you about my big adventure. 1-310-20...
Oh, wait.
I don't want to leave... We'll have to edit that out.
No, I stopped it.
Oh, okay.
I stopped it. I don't want to leave Frank's number.
Maybe some chicks will call Frank.
Oh, anyway, so that's... So, the point of the story is he's
got my... should call Frank.
He's got my number. He's got my right
number.
He
has an apartment. Frank has an apartment.
I know, which he calls his cell.
I know, but I mean, he has an apartment. Come on, that's awesome. Like, take some chick over there to his little apartment...
Well,
brown cow, chicken, brown cow.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants. I don't really care about that. I'm just saying the point is, I don't think Frank really should get upset at us about talking about Linda when he's the one who brought it up during our podcast. If he said it off the podcast, that'd be one thing.
Or he could have just said, like, I don't want to talk about Linda anymore.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay.
I mean,
the evil stare
is what... Well, actually makes us more curious.
Because now you're like, well, what is it? Because now you're giving us that, like, look like, grr, right? And like, well, what's this look of grr about, dude? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Hey,
before
I forget, this is so funny. This is the first time I've actually written down some shit I want to talk about.
Oh.
But one thing I did want to do is send a little shout out to the Briggins. Because
hello.
Hello, Briggins. Because you put our URL... of the website.
Oh yeah.
On the little message.
On the guild message.
On the guild message, and we've actually had some people listen, obviously, because we're up to 17 listeners. So I just wanted to say thanks to the Brigands. Keep listening and share it. Tell your friends about us.
It's like mole sauce.
So something I asked you last night.
Yeah.
And I think we should propose this to the listeners. Is
okay.
We obviously talk about certain things on the show, whether it's cucumbers or watermelons or like cats meowing during the Christmas thing or whatever like that. I'm curious to know if the listeners would like to have those references that we refer to. Meaning, if they go to our site, they see our links that says, here's KM Service, here's MJ's Ice Cream.
Oh, like they want to put like a photo of a cucumber?
No, but I was thinking. Like, for example, there's a video I want to show you on YouTube here.
Yeah.
It's the epitome of what Mr. Bischoff is. And I want to show it to
Norm?
You. Norm? No, the other one.
Oh, the other guy?
Yeah, the younger one.
Oh, no.
So, anyways, I want to show it to
you. I don't want to watch it.
No, this is great. It's freaking hysterical. But if any video I've ever seen would say, that's him, this is it. But it's great. Anyways. So my point is that we're going to play it, we're going to listen to it, whatever like this, we're going to laugh, whatever. But then what if our listeners would like to see that video too?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So should we have a little like a videos section that has links to all the videos we talk about? All the YouTube links or whatever like that?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I think we should put a poll on the website that simply says, should Matt and Pat put up a photos and video section? And have a
yes
a, people
no.
people can vote on it.
Yes, no, I don't care.
And then, yeah, right. And then just keep talking about
and the next question is or the next like little like what about Linda?
What about who in the world is where in the world is Linda? So what do you think? You think we should do that?
Yeah,
I think
not?
We start out with a vote.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because that way our dedicated listeners right now can go to our website right now. Go to Matt and Pat Show.
It's all about the listeners.
It's all about the listeners.
All 20 listeners.
Let's see what they want.
They probably don't want any more of the show, dude. They're like, can you just stop?
Just turn it off.
Just turn it off.
Just turn it off.
It hurts us.
Okay, so anyways, here, I'm going to play this video right
now.
That's
funny. Okay.
And let's see. This is why we need more sponsors, because I need to figure out how to do this. I can play the video here.
What if we stop this? We'll stop it, watch the video, and then we'll come back.
Let me do this. Let me play it.
Okay.
Let me play it, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'll show you. Okay. Okay, let's
see.
All
right, we're back. Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
So who sent this to you?
Nobody. Just... Look. Okay, here we go. I'm going to put it...
Oh, it has to load up.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it full screen whenever it comes up here.
All right. What's it entitled?
It's called Fucking Cruise Ship.
Liz.
Okay, let me.
We have an advertisement.
Here, I can turn the audio off on the advertisement.
Why advertisement? That looks horrible.
I don't know.
Horrible advertisement with this evil.
Okay,
heart
here we go.
Thing.
Okay, here we go. Listen up.
Look how evil the heart looks.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here on a fucking cruise ship. Let me give you a fucking tour. F-ing adult pool, f-ing indoor pool, f-ing outdoor pool.
This guy has issues.
Chessboard, f-ing pool bar.
Wow. He's like a man of rage. It's like the audio stopped. He's so enraged the YouTube
video stopped.
He can't. Oh, there he goes.
Ice cream bar, coffee bar, sports court, ocean, ping pong, burger grill, pizza, hazardous chemicals, fitness center, salon. Art gallery, wind, piazza, piano.
Is this like supposed to be like funny?
Elevators, internet cafe, photographs, dining room, restaurant, nightclub.
I think someone should like throw this guy overboard and just let him like perish in the ocean. Oh, I love that guy. He's awesome.
Okay.
Wow. So
here's a guy.
Was he just like bitter? Like, okay.
Here's a guy on a cruise ship.
Was he trying to be funny?
I don't know what.
Like being all.
It's called fucking cruise ship.
F in this, F in that. Was he trying to be funny?
Fucking cruise ship. And he's what? He's on a cruise. The guy should be happy.
That's awesome.
And he's walking around everything going, effing this, effing that.
It's got to be some joke. Like, he's got to, like, he's maybe thinks that's funny?
I don't know.
That's lame.
So
someone should, like, punch him in the face.
Well, that's why I think that's the epitome of what Steve Bischoff is.
just bitter. Just the bitterness of it all. Life is joyful. You know what? Okay, well, I'm going to segue into this little part, because why not? All right. So you have that tool guy, whatever, talking about. Okay. Well, who just passed away this week? Hugh Hauser.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
We lost Hugh Hauser.
Was like the complete opposite. Like everything is awesome and wonderful.
Yeah, and loves it.
Amazing and like life is precious and beautiful and like goes out and just hangs out with the regular folks.
Right. Right.
Yep. And sees the innate goodness of people.
Right.
And
what the state has to
offer.
And
just the wonder of, I mean, you know, like he went out to the Salton Sea.
Right.
And he's there's these little mud pots, right? Little bubbly little mud pits. And like, he was like in love with these little mud pits.
His mud.
And he took his little mic. He's like, well, let's listen to the mud. And he like takes a mic and he like puts it over the mud and he's like, right? And he was like so happy,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
And I'm like sitting there like eating my dinner and I'm happy
because
he's so happy.
Right. Yep.
And you're like, dude, this is like Hugh Hauser, you rock.
Yeah, and he died young too, 67. But he retired last year, like November.
No, this November.
Last month. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like 2 months
ago. Whatever it was. Yeah.
And now I didn't know if he retired because he simply retired.
Well, supposedly, health issues.
There was health issues.
Which they're saying, people are saying or questioning, like, was it HIV?
Hugh Hauser, HIV?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Saying that, you know, he didn't kiss Linda.
He didn't kiss Linda, yeah. That's right.
Let's put it that. I'll put it in a delicate fashion like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so...
Well, he was a happy guy, so...
That's the thought, like, that, you know, he passed away from that illness.
Right.
But, I mean, because 67, that's too young.
Oh, that's very young. You know? Yeah.
So.
And for him to suddenly retire and then 2 months later he's gone.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But he was so awesome.
Yeah, no, he was awesome. I really liked him. Yeah.
I would watch him every day.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad used to watch him all the time.
All, you know, like, I know all the episodes.
Yeah.
Just sit there. You know what would be really cool? Like, if for whatever, I don't know how this would ever happen, but let's just pretend, just for the sake of pretending. If you had, like, a whole bunch of money, you'd be like, all right, I don't have to ever work ever, 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 ever again. Like, you know what? Let's just do the Hugh Hauser road map, right? And you just have your little map of California, and you visit everywhere Hugh Hauser went.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right?
That'd be cool.
Or, like, I don't have kids. But if I had kids, I'd be like, all right, we're going to do a field trip, kids.
Go to the upside down house.
And we're going, you know, actually, I've been there.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, it was cool. But, I mean, just think of all the places he's gone to in California alone. There's, like... just so awesome.
Yep. Well, like, you know, when I was younger, you know, my parents and I used to take trips to, like, Sonora and go to, like, the gold mining country and stuff. And it seems so far away when you're there.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to the city life, right? And here you're just literally out in the middle of, like, the creek and the woods, and you got a pan and you're looking for gold in the creek, right? And it's so anti-city. And like I said, you feel like you're thousands of miles away.
You're like, where am I in the world? Like, I'm not even in. And, I'm in Uganda.
And really, you're like 5 hours north. Really, right? You know?
Uganda. Yeah.
You're like
it's half not far away at all.
Half a day's than half a day's drive up north, and it's beautiful country up there, very beautiful, very peaceful. And I remember one trip we went, and we actually met a guy, who kind of actually reminds me of Hugh Hauser a little bit. Very sweet, nice guy. He was up there by himself or something like that, and he had a trailer. But he wasn't very bright on, like, the kind of. I don't know. I'll give you an example. Like he had an issue with, like, his propane tank or something, because he had a trailer.
Okay.
And he had a truck that he pulled. And he was having some issue. And like,
blew up.
It would have had my dad not, like, stepped in and said, you need to go get this fixed right now. He's like, oh, yeah, it's leaking. I got to go get it looked at or something. We're like, you're leaking propane? But you get that solved, and he was a nice guy. He, yeah. You know, he said, you know, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're going to go gold panning or something. He's, and we had we had my dad's truck with the camper on it.
Oh, okay.
So that was parked in the campground. So we didn't really have any transportation.
Right.
To, like, the place. And, of course, he had a trailer, and then he had his truck that he, you know, pulled. He's like, oh, let's go. We'll go. So we all hopped on his truck, and we drove off into the middle of the mountains and stuff and, like, spent, like, 2 hours out there gold panning and, you know.
See, there are people out there that are just good-hearted, good-natured.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. Oh, yeah. I know quite a few now. But, you know, my point, you know, being that, you know, there is, like you said, there is, like, you know, some really, really good-hearted people out there. And then there's other people out there that
they're
are like that.
They're just bitter. And you're like, are you just doing that because you're trying to be funny and you think that's... Like, this show isn't funny at all. Like, it isn't because it's lame. But that's like a whole different issue, right?
Right.
But this guy is like some trying to be a tool bag funny. I don't know, whatever.
Have you seen the one where the guy like puts on he has this costume that basically makes himself look like his car seat? And then he goes to, like, drive-thrus and orders food.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he drives through, yeah. And he's like, there's no one there. And yeah. They're like, oh, my God, you know? Oh, like, the fast food people are freaking out.
My favorite one that I saw recently is this. Oh, DDF will like this one because DDF always talks about, like, Captain Snail or whatever, right?
His Captain
little,
who?
Captain Snail.
Who the hell is Captain Snail?
It's just, I think it's Captain Snail, but it's just a little character that he's kind of made up. Right, and he'll
go.
Oh, like,
it's a character Dave's made.
Well,
up.
Just like in his mind, right? I think it's like Captain Snail or something. And,
Captain Snail,
and he's all
to
like,
the rescue,
you know. And then he's like, right, like whatever, right? Just kind of roll with it. Anyway, so there's this guy that dressed up as a snail, right? So he's shown his back, and he's dressed as a snail, and he gets to the crosswalk, right? He gets to the crosswalk, and then he gets down. On the ground, and he's moving like he's an actual snail, and all traffic is stopped, right?
Well, thank God.
Because, I mean, you know, it's he can go because it's a crosswalk, right? Dude, it's Captain Snail, right?
Captain
like,
Snail.
You know, here's this guy dressed as a snail, and now he's making everybody wait because he's, like, going the speed of a snail.
Going the speed of a snail.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty – that was funny.
That was funny.
Right?
See, this is why we need a video, like, section. So we can go find, like...
I'll go find, you know...
Like you do with
Captain
your little
Snail.
Picture thing, right?
Yeah.
We'll have a videos link on the site if the listeners vote yes.
All right. So that'll be interesting to see who votes.
I'll put up a poll right
wow.
after this.
Well, Dave will vote.
I'll put up... Well, I know.
Dave
we'll have one.
Frank won't because he won't even... How can Frank even listen to this?
Well...
Okay. All right. Well, let me go further on this rant. Okay. If he's not even listening, then why would he even care what's said about Linda at all? Because he's not even
listening.
No.
Well, maybe just because I don't know.
Protect his private
photo of this girl that he took. It's no longer private because everyone that's listening knows about it.
Yeah. Linda, you just should have married him. That's what I think.
There you go.
You know, Frank. You know, Frank would be a good husband. I think Frank would be a good husband. But, you know, the clock is ticking, Frank.
As you can see, I had no comment.
You know, the clock is ticking, Frank.
I just pushed a button.
So, you know, there you go. What else? What else is going on? So, over my cold.
You're very cold.
And I guess a bunch of people have died from it.
Yeah, actually.
Which is really sad.
Something I read last night said, like, 41 states have, like, influenza going on now. And there's been a few people that have died from it.
There are quite a few.
I felt like I was going to die yesterday morning.
From all those. So, wait, okay, how much did the tacos cost altogether?
Well, they're 99 cents for two. So it was like
oh,
$6.
Really?
$6. Well, it was like $6.47 with tax.
Wow. Yeah.
$6 and the worst 4 hours of my life.
Wow, take the taco challenge.
Dude, man, eat 12 Jack in the Box tacos in an hour and then see how you feel the next morning.
I'll try it.
Well.
And you'll just get this email. You'll get this text from me going like, mole sauce.
Again. Yeah.
Wow.
And we'll have episode 9 of the podcast in 2014.
Because I'll like roll out of bed finally.
You were out for like a week.
Oh, I was out for a week. Oh, I was. Well, you know, like, I knew it was getting bad because I was laying there in bed, right? And I just got the cold shivers, and I thought, oh no.
This, well, that's how you know.
Right? I'm now I'm cold.
Well, that's fever.
Right? I'm like, you know, like I'm out in the Antarctic freezing, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get more blankets. So in our downstairs closet, we have a whole, there's so many blankets, right? We have tons of blankets, which is cool, right? It's all good. So I pulled out one that Betty gave me a couple years ago. She gave us like this fur-lined blanket.
I have one like that. That's like really thick.
It's really thick and it's just awesome, right?
Yeah.
So I pulled it out and I was like, oh, it's, you know, it had that kind of musty, hasn't been used in like a year or two.
It's got an old closet smell.
You know, I'm
on
like,
it.
Oh man, I'm like, oh, let me just go wash really quick, right? So this is like 2 in the morning, right?
And you're washing a blanket.
And I'm like, oh, let me just go wash it,
you're
right?
Washing them.
Yeah.
You got flu and you're washing a blanket.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'll
just wash it. And I'm like, oh, screw it. I'll just wash. Well, you know, whatever, right? Because so then I went back. So I'm laying there in bed. And I'm like, okay, hurry up. Come on, dry.
That's a long 2 hours,
come on,
man.
Right? And I'm like, so finally dried and I went back out.
Okay, made sure
I had some liquid
in it when it's all nice and warm.
Oh, but it was awesome. It was all clean.
It was clean smelling and it was like nice and warm.
And it was
from
all
the dryer.
Warm and I threw it on there and it added like a, you know, like 5 pounds to the bed.
Yeah,
right. Because it's a heavy blanket. I'm like, okay, I feel much better even though I feel horrible.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And I just made sure to drink a whole bunch of liquids.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
And Betty gave me the advice, which I knew, but I didn't ever really do until she told me to go for it, which is take warm water and add salt.
Yes.
And gargle with that.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, Mom, I'll do that. Right? So
something with the salt and the bacteria or the virus or whatever in it.
Yeah, she said it helps
break
up
your, your throat was sore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then it heals it.
Right? So he's all...
Yeah. Yeah. Salt in wounds hurts. That's why you water it down. But it does help the healing process because it dries it out.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about. It's all about drying out the...
And then I just laid there.
So that you don't get an infection or anything like that.
It took Dad 3 days to ask, oh, are you sick?
3 days later, he recognized.
I mean, you know, like I walked out of my room like The Walking Dead, like, you know, some zombie.
Oh,
that
was me yesterday.
I was like... I was like...
I had the trailing limb block going on. Were you just going to...
You know, like... left foot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
foot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me yesterday, man.
And are you sick? And of course, I thought, like, I've been in bed for, like, 3 days. And now you're asking if I'm sick? Like,
you haven't seen me in 3 days.
You know, like, dude, right?
Maybe you thought you were on a hot date or something.
With Linda.
With Linda, yeah, there
with
you
Linda.
Go.
You know, so... And I said yes, and that was it. He didn't say, oh, you need anything? Do you need me to go to the store? Do you like?
You should tell him you wanted some chicken nuggets.
Are you okay? Whatever. Oh my gosh! I threw those chicken nuggets. I mean, how much sodium and crap is in? I mean, they're not even real. They're like pink.
Well,
we'll have to do a video if they want a video.
There you go. There's the,
but
yeah,
there's
there
like
the
that
pink slime video.
And you're like, what the hell is that? That's a chicken McNugget?
I really hope that they vote yes on a video section because I want to put a link to
all
these up.
It's only going to probably be Dave voting, so it's just one.
Well, no.
Right?
We'll have to have more than one.
All right. I won't vote.
Well, no, I won't either.
No.
No, no, no.
We'll just see who votes.
We'll go in and see who votes.
Someone votes.
It'll be like a month.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks. We'll do a 2 week.
Oh, maybe a month.
2 week or a month.
Maybe 3 months. Maybe
about
3 months.
4 years
see
or so.
Shows up.
You know.
Have a video.
Well, that's the nice thing about having a website, though, is that up until now,
that's
we've
cool.
simply gone under the presumption of going, oh, we've got one listener.
And we
now,
have 20.
Now, we've had 20 in the month of
that's
January
cool.
so far. So that's an average of 2 a day.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like that. God bless America.
I'll have to go in and show you, like, it's
I'm going to join the NRA.
Oh, God, don't start me on that one.
I am, dude.
Oh, my God,
freaking
man.
Jerks. I am. I'm going to join the NRA. Damn communist bastards. Okay, that's my rant. I'm done with my rant for now.
Just walk in with a water pistol.
And my pants.
In your pants?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't know.
I don't want to know. Squirker? Creamer squirker? Let's go get some ice cream.
Dude,
yeah.
That would make you feel better after eating 12 tacos. It would freeze it.
Yeah, freeze it right out. Well, that was the thing. I drank, like, I started drinking a bunch of milk after, you know, just to help.
Oh, I see.
You know, make sure.
No,
that
you should have had, you know what? You should have done what I didn't do when I had that mole sauce. I should have had the alcohol.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Had my drink,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, because, well, because I, again, talking
well,
to Ben about it,
right?
Well,
the only reason I didn't is because, like I said, my
there's
first,
no Bailey's Irish Cream.
There's no cream.
We didn't have any for the Christmas get-together.
No.
And there were no,
well, truth be
animal
told,
cookies
truth
either.
Be told, truth be told, typically
I
we
forgot
have,
about
like,
it.
Truth be told, we have, kind yeah, of, we have a lot of people
it,
show up, usually. We didn't have that many people.
No, who,
we
just
Frank,
had what?
Frank
and Mark.
And then later was
John and Vincent.
And Vincent.
Oh, Vincent.
Vincent is a character.
He's funny, dude.
I love that guy, man.
Oh,
he almost died a couple times.
he's laughing, man.
Like, for
okay. He was loud, dude.
We should say, for our listeners, we had our podcast the 29th at your house.
Right,
that was episode 7. We ended it before John and Vincent showed up. We hit the
hour.
Oh,
you know what? We should have, like, keyed it up again, dang it.
Dude, that
would have been funny.
We're going to have Vincent on as a special guest one day, whether it's live or over the internet or something like that.
He was great.
That guy was freaking hysterical.
And you know what? It would have been funny to have John tell some of his stories, because his stories are really funny,
dude,
too.
John, he was talking about beating some, what was he talking about? I don't even remember.
What, this year or last year?
No, when we were doing, after the episode, he was talking about, like, oh, no, the pizza thing, when he worked as a pizza guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about when he went to the frat house and they threw beer cans at him or something. So he went back and he's like, grumble, grumble. He picks them all up and he throws them, like, through their window or some
Hulk smash,
like
dude.
Dude, and this, I'm like,
that
wow.
That was at Loyola.
I'm like, I'm glad. I said, this is why I let you win at cornhole.
Because he would just kick your ass.
He would have kicked my ass or something afterwards,
dude, be
man.
Like, John enraged.
Yeah, but Vincent was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, interesting person, and just died laughing most of the night, man.
Oh, he was dying, dude.
He was dying
in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, in a good way.
So anyway, well, we were supposed to have. He wanted to have like go out and have dinner, like a couple weeks ago,
right? That's right. Afterwards or something.
And so we talked about it, and he's like, "Oh, we'll go have dinner or whatever." Okay. And so I thought he'd, like, verify with me, like, hey, let's go have dinner. And, like, I didn't hear from him, so I thought, oh, maybe, you know, like, all right, that's all good. Well, it turns out he went down to the restaurant and waited for me for, like, an hour. Right? Poor guy. Right? And so
did he say, like, I'm going to be here at this time or something?
Did he just say,
let's go have dinner one night?
He's like, yeah, let's go have dinner, like, I don't know, maybe Saturday night or something. I'm like, well, yeah, let me know if you want to. Like, that sounds cool. Like,
and
okay.
Then, so Saturday night, he just showed
and then,
up at the restaurant,
huh? And then he just, he didn't, like, hey, let's do it for sure, right?
Right.
He just
went and showed
went
up.
There and sat there for an hour, and I was, like, at home playing Warcraft. You know,
I'm not surprised.
I'm like,
okay. So speaking of Warcraft,
yeah.
I said we should talk about WoW on our podcast.
Oh, okay.
We both play, and obviously we have the brigands are listening. So what kind of thing? Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about what I've been doing lately.
Okay.
Because
you just came back. Basically,
well, I've
more or
been,
less.
I've been paying for the last 6 months. Just haven't been playing because of just Legion stuff,
right?
And everything, and work, and everything like that. January pops in. Now it's my slow month. And of course, it starts to build up towards tax time. So I've been playing again lately. I got the Rogue up to 90. Oh, by the way, Brigands, this is Deceptionist. And if any of you are concerned about whatever it is I'm saying in guild chat, Art, there's no problems. First of all, I'm not going to get kicked out of the guild. Because I'm sitting next to the guildmaster here.
He was just being protective because he didn't know who you were.
Well, I
just thought that was funny.
No, I understand that. But literally, for someone out of the blue to send me a whisper saying, I'm warning you, this guild will not tolerate elitists. And all I was doing was posting like the fact that I was number one on the DPS list because I thought it was funny because I'm like, well, this tank's pretty bad. If he's a 90 tank and I was, what, 89... I was an 89 rogue, and I'm out DPSing a 90 tank. I'm like, wow, okay, this guy's got some issues. He's got to work on his, you know, on his tanking. And I just, out of the blue, he's like, I'm warning you. And I'm like, what the hell is this shit? So anyways.
That's funny.
I'm sitting right next to the guildmaster,
yay,
who I've known for 15 years, and who's in my house once or so a month.
Yeah.
I think I'm safe.
You're okay.
I don't think I'm
that's
gonna
funny.
I don't think my one character is going to get booted out of Brigands anytime soon.
Well, it was funny because he was like, "Well, who's this?" I'm like, "Oh, he's my real life buddy. He's okay." He's like, "Oh, okay."
I mean, but it wasn't just like I'm. It was like yeah. there was two
like a like, wall of text or something.
Paragraphs.
Wow. Well, you know, like, but that. I mean, that's cool that he's protective of the guild. Okay, that's
no,
cool.
No. I can understand that, but here's how typically someone come across. Hey, I thought I'd let you know.
Yeah. as opposed to like rah. Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, wow.
I just do pep battles.
Yeah. So going back to me. So I got the rogue up to 90. I'm like, yay, okay. So I've done some PvP.
And you don't have to do like the poison applications anymore.
No, you still have to put them on.
Like, well, like.
But what? But what?
You don't buy them anymore from a vendor.
Oh no. There's no more buying. None of that. And all the vial flask things are all gray now. So I just sold them all. No, all you do is you got a little pop up. But what they do is it used to be you could put like deadly poison. You could put it on both your weapons.
Now you can only do one.
You can only do one poison.
Specific type of poison.
Yeah, so you've got, like, deadly poison, and you've got, like, the crippling poison for, you know, slowing down casting. You've got the other one, which slows down movement speed. So I got the Rogue to 90, did some PvP, and haven't got enough conquest points yet to get a piece.
Oh.
I've got some honor points, which I could probably grab a crappy piece.
Okay, one rogue in the guild... Bayou, right? Remember Bayou the what? Damn you, Kern! Yeah. Well, what Bayou loves to do, he loves to take his rogue and go to Goldshire.
Oh, I do that. I did that last night.
Okay. Well, next time if he's on,
but I was an Ironforge.
Okay. If you guys are both on at the same time,
yeah.
Just send him a tell and go, hey, Bayou, do you want to go to like Goldshire?
Yeah, that's cool.
And because I have an 85 rogue,
mm-hmm.
but I need to level up to 90. But I have too much to do on Kern.
Yeah.
But I took her over there, and Bayou and I were running around just hassling them, so we could all, like, go.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So I did some PvP, and that was my first intro into, like, the mining one, where you do the mining cart.
You protect the cart.
So that was cool. That's very fun as a rogue, because it's not very big. So you have a lot of, like, you know, pop someone, stealth out, pop back in. So I did that, and then I brought in my shaman is 85. And my shaman is in my guild, because I'm keeping my healer and my DK tank.
Is John still in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's in all the time, yeah.
Well, I have him on my friends list.
We got about 150 members in the guild or so. And so I'm on the shaman, starting to level him. And then I brought him over to Pandera, and then I said, I actually want to get my skinning up.
Okay.
And my skinning was like 10 on this guy. I'm like, I want to get my skinning up. So I go back to, you know... Durtar, and I start, you know, skinning stuff and bring it up, da 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 da. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. I remember I tried doing a pet battle over in Pandera with Deceptionist, and they kicked my ass because they're like 86, right, critters, and my guys are level four.
20, yeah, they're 25 level.
Or whatever. Critters, right. Or whatever. They're max level, and my critters
but
are
Durtar,
like
they're like, you know, three.
Well, I mean, it, yeah. And so I said, well, shit, now I gotta make sure that I level my pets. Along with my skinning.
Right.
So I got my pets up to like level 6 or something like that. And then I went, I got my skinning up to 185. So then the next place was Duskwalla Marsh. So I go to Duskwalla Marsh. I start skinning raptors down there. And then I go to do a pet battle and they're like level 13. I'm like, oh. Okay. So now I'm in Stone Talon Mountains. To get my
is that the map there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now I'm in Stone Talon Mountains, going around doing pet battles here because these guys are level 5 to 6.
Right.
So I can get them up to like 12, and then I can go back to Duskwalla Marsh so I can do pet battles and skinning.
Now, are you doing the trainers, the pet battle trainers as well?
I've done a couple of the trainers in the beginning,
okay.
But I haven't since.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to have to because I need some bandages.
That will help.
I need some bandages. Yeah.
Those will help.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is supposedly...
And I got my first rare today.
Oh, a little blue pet?
A little blue pet. It was a... But, oh, well, actually, here's what's funny. I got the blue pet. It was a coral snake. And then I also got a spider. And both in Stone Talon Mountain.
Okay.
So I got two rares there. And I'm like, cool. So I'm going to switch out my little Halloween-y pets and put my rares in. And then I realize I have, like, 20 rares already.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why the hell am I not using these guys? So anyway, so now I've got a bunch of rares I'm switching through.
Well, supposedly they're supposed to make it so the bandages will stack up to 25. Because right now they only stack, I think, to 10.
Oh.
And so, you know, you could, oh man, it's taking up a bunch of bag space.
Right.
So, I think next patch they're doing that, which will be cool.
Well, and then eventually we're going to end up, there's going to be a dedicated pet battle bandage bag that'll hold a million.
Oh gosh! Right? I just, you know,
with
I just
the mining bag,
I, yeah.
And the mage
I just,
bag
I just want them to put in a tabard closet.
So that'd be
similar,
nice.
Similar to like your pets and mounts.
It's called void storage.
And your that's all filled. I filled that the first day.
You're insane. You are insane,
I filled
man.
That the first day, I was like, hey, awesome, bleak.
You're the most.
And it cost like I think what was it like? I'm gonna say like I don't know some crazy. Thousands of gold.
Oh, I bet.
Right?
I bet.
Well,
see, that's what I'm working on now.
To put everything in there.
I'm trying to get just, I need to get about, probably about 6,000 gold between between the shaman and the rogue, because I want to bring their flying speed up, or their riding speed, or
yes.
whatever, artisan riding, or expert, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
I've got two to do on the shaman. I've got one to do on deception.
Well, I owe Lee in the guild, because he made me the 28 slot bags.
Mm-hmm.
He made me, well, now I have all of them. So he made me another four at 7,000 gold each.
Nice.
So I have to pay him back.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to level my skinning, is so I can start getting the mats and just sell the raw mats and stuff. I've got the mining up on Deceptionist, but I want to get skinning up on him. So I'm like, oh, I'll start doing my skinning. I'm like, oh, I'll do pet battles while I'm like waiting to look for things. I'm like, oh, crap, now I got to level the pets so I can level the skinning so I can get some money so I can level my riding skill.
Yeah. It doesn't end.
It doesn't end at all.
It doesn't end. That's nope. why the game is still going.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, I'm sure they're already working on the next expansion, whatever that's going to be.
That and the next MMO that everyone's going to go start playing or whatever.
Well, they had MMOChampion.com.
Yeah.
They had a preview from this upcoming patch of a new PvP battleground, and it's like, I want to say a Dota. It's like the old Warcraft 3 style map.
Okay.
Where, how do I explain it? It's like the Dota maps, which are kind of the games that are out now that you can play for free.
Right.
Where you have like say 10 of those, you know, 10 Alliance versus say 10 Horde, but the map is really big and it's all these little lanes.
Okay.
Of, you know,
right.
of trying to intercept,
right.
Well, so it's not like an open battlefield.
That's what the old Warcraft games were. Yeah. Was it's like you start out with your little one guy and you build up your fortress, and then you send out one guy as a scout, and the map starts to be undiscovered, or you can discover this section and that section, you know, and then like, oh, there's the big pile, and they nuke your one guy, and then it goes black, and
like
then you're
the
like,
tank.
Oh crap, and then yeah,
damn it, that tank heals.
The tank heals.
I want to play that Command Conquer game. That's all I want. That, and I want my original. What was the little spaceman one?
Oh, Escape Velocity.
I want that. Those two games I want.
I thought they still have that.
Those games rock. Well, well, they have Escape Velocity, but
I'm just saying that
I want
run.
The original. I want my little. I was taking over the universe. I played that so much. I was taking over planets.
Wow,
that was awesome.
There it is, $20.
Yeah, I should buy it.
Escape Velocity. Download free trial. Oh, OS9. See, this product is not OSX compatible. So
there's got to be, man. See, OS9 and Command & Conquer was OS9, right?
Yes, but they've updated that one. What I want to see was why.
They're a good company, Ambrosia.
Ambrosia's always been a great company.
They rock.
They just need to update their freaking software.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Strategy.
Probably in the Bahamas.
Oh, Escape Velocity Nova. That's the new
That's the
new one.
That's Intel version.
That's the OSX version, yeah.
But you can still play the original one if you had...
Well, if you had OS9.
OS9.
Yeah, you could have hardware to run it on. Yeah.
How do we get that to happen?
You don't.
Dang it. I'm going to send another email
see,
there, to...
That, see, it's the same game.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to send an email...
See?
I'm going to send an email to Tim Cook. See if he answers me again. Yeah, I'm going to have to play that. Get my little space van again.
That was it.
That was awesome.
This is a free update to registered users running Mac OS X. Click here to download the 1.1 update. The current Windows version is 1.1.
I'll have to get that.
Works on Windows 2.
I'll have to get that. That'll be cool.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
That was a really fun game.
Well, you know, it's interesting that we have all these, like, you know, smartphone app games now. And it's like those type of games that we have on our smartphones now are like what we used to play you know,
back in the day,
15, 20 years ago.
Oh, one of the guys.
They
in the,
weren't intensive no, World of Warcraft no, 3D rendered no, games. They were these little crappy.
One of the guys in the guild, Valk, he has a huge collection of video games. Like in the original box, like he's kept the original boxes and everything.
Oh, like that? Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know,
that's
just
cool.
Like all these old, awesome games.
I have an Atari 800 in my closet.
That is so cool.
The old cartridges, you know, with the disk drive and everything.
You know who was the king of Atari? John.
Really?
John was the king of... Dude.
He should come over and play Trooper Cape. Well, oh, he's going to be, like, gone for 2 years now.
But, I mean, you know, like, I'd go over to his house and he, like... Atari King.
Wow, that's cool.
He was awesome.
That's cool. Yeah.
So.
Well, I used to play all the time because we had, well, let's see, my brother's first computer was the Tandy. And I remember a text-based haunted house game that you would play off of Memorex tape. You had the tape cassette and you'd hit play and on the computer you type load whatever, load the game and then, okay, now you press play on the tape. It'd take like 10 minutes to load. And it would load it from the tape into memory on the computer. And you'd play. And then when you wanted to save your game, you'd hit save, you'd fast forward the tape, and then to a certain spot, and the counter would spin so you know, oh, my game is saved at 006 or whatever, right? And you'd hit record, play and record, and then it would save it back from memory onto the tape.
That's so cool.
That was your loaded game. And then from there, the next computer I remember was the Atari 800. That's the next one I remember. Yeah. And that one, I had cartridges and disk drive. And then after that, then I had my Commodore 64. And the same thing, it was like I didn't do anything on it but play games, right? It was buy games and, you know, using this computer just to play games, right? Which is no different than what I'm doing now. I have this Windows box sitting here, and I just use it to play video games.
Did they release the mech game?
Yeah. Yeah, Hawkins out.
So it's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's basically... I think they are still kind of calling it a quasi-beta, but you start out with the crappy Mac, and then if you want upgrades, you got to pay for them, basically. But because I did beta testing, they gave me a bunch of free credits.
Mm.
So I've got to get in there and use those so I can upgrade my Mac a little bit, get some upgrades to it. But, that's a fun game. I just decided to get back into,
Warcraft.
Do some stuff. I mean, like I said, it's like I don't play as much as I used to because of my schedule and other things in real life and... kid and everything else, but now she's playing. She's gonna be 8 in like 2 months, and she's playing. And when she first started playing, it was more about, I mean, this was a year ago, it was more about just running around. Oh, this is fun. Oh, here's a tree. Oh, here's a boat, here's a thing, whatever, like that. And then it went into, wow, she was literally just taking a zeppelin from back and forth between Orgrimmar and Thunder Bluff, right? It's like, ooh, the boat, run around the boat, goes, okay, get off, run around, oh, go back on the boat, go back over to Thunder Bluff, oh, run around, oh, get back on the boat, And now, I told her, well, do you want to have a pet? Because she saw, I have these pets. She's like, I want to have a pet. Well, you got to be level 10, okay?
That's right, because she wasn't level 10 yet.
And she still isn't. She's like, so she's like level 6 or something like that. So then I told her, a few days ago, I said, listen, because she's all about, I love adventures, right? And I said, well, when you get quests, those are your adventures. Those people tell you to do something, and you go out, and you explore, and you have your adventure, and you do your thing, and then you come back and get your reward. She's like, okay. I said, listen, I'll help you. So basically just went over there with Deceptionist, and as opposed to having her run from point A to B, and that long kind of thing. I first started flying her.
Oh, okay.
And then by literally 2 hours later, she's like, I love quests, right? These are great.
Oh. When she gets to level 90.
Yeah, well.
And the quests don't end.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. But what's cool is she's understanding.
That is fun.
She's understanding now that as she quests, she gets, items sometimes, right? Quest gear. And you'll hear her, she knows how to, pick an item. She knows the difference, looking at the armor value and things like that. She knows how to open her bag and character, and she drags it in. And then she's like, wow, I look amazing, right?
Transmog.
Yeah, exactly, right?
She's a little woman now.
Yeah. So she's at level, I think she just dinged 9 last night.
Yeah.
And so we've been playing, like, I play with her for about an hour or so, just help her out, yeah. make sure, and I've taught her how to, like, you know, she had one of the quests, because she's playing a Tauren Hunter.
Oh, okay.
And she's, you know, the quest where you got to go to the well, right? And there's a bunch of, you know, mobs sitting around the well. So if you run in there, you're going to die, because eight will attack you. So I told her, I said, look around, and you see all the red guys. You have to clear a path, right? I said, so shoot this guy. So she's like, okay. And the hunter right now, it's like, you know, she clicks on a guy and hits steady shot, and that's all she does, right?
Right.
Stay, you know. But at least she's learning, yeah, I got to clear these guys out, because they're in my way, right? So now, slowly but surely, I'm getting away from flying her places and then having her, okay, now you got to go over here. And she's got Carbonite installed. She's got...
Oh, wow.
She's got...
She's not going to be running around trees or running around mountains.
No,
or,
and she'll be 90 in 2014.
You know, and drink a invisibility potion
in a dungeon.
In a dungeon and not think that anything Kaler! Will happen. Some people shouldn't play WoW.
Yes, he's one of them.
Some people just shouldn't.
He's one of them.
Or take cruises.
Well, we're at our hour mark.
Minute.
So I think that's our first episode of 2013.
Can you believe it's already 2013?
I know. I can't believe it.
Holy smokes, dude! I need to get married and have kids.
It's gonna be like 2050, and we're gonna be on the moon, or like Mars or something, colonizing Mars. It's crazy.
Venus.
Well, happy New Year to all of our listeners.
Your anus.
I'm saying, like, happy New Year to our listeners, and then you hear anus.
Your anus. Oh, you have to. When you talk about planets, talk about planets, you always have to throw in your anus.
Plants?
Planets.
Oh, planets. Okay. Planets. I just I'm out of it.
It's the tacos.
The tacos are out of
it. I want to take the taco challenge.
Take the taco challenge.
12 of them?
12 99-cent tacos. From Jack in the Box, and see how much your ass hurts the next day.
Where is there a Jack in the Box?
There's actually one right around the corner from me. So, we will see.
Go eat 12 tacos.
12 tacos.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, well, get something to eat.
I just got better, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
And obviously, mattandpatshow.com. Tell your friends that you want them to listen. Even though our motto now is don't listen.
Well, they shouldn't really listen at all. I mean, that's the best thing to do is not listen.
Don't listen. Don't listen to this show,
and
even though
tacos,
you're listening.
12 tacos. I want 12 tacos.
Go get 12
and
tacos.
And join the NRA.
And join the NRA.
Bastards.
There you go. All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Yay.
We'll see you next episode.
We will, which is when? I don't know, next week?
Next week, I guess.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Ta-ta.